You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
He's still on board? Are you still on board? Are you watching? What are you watching for? Yesterday was like a complete preseason game to me. Everything about that game yesterday felt like preseason. Trying to remember who was on the offensive line. Watching a rookie quarterback try to deal with all the issues that he had. Watching a defense struggle again to give up, 30-plus points again. Another week in a row, but I can't really get mad at them because when the other team starts with the ball in the 20 inside their own red zone, how are you? I don't even know where to begin. It just feels like I watched a preseason game yesterday, and I am not looking forward to this week. You may as well. I'm just curious how much people are going to sell their tickets to Bills fans for this week because we are about to become Buffalo West on Sunday. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff, I can only imagine what the postgame show was like yesterday, but there is no better way to describe yesterday's game to me than I felt like I was watching preseason.
Not a preseason game at all, Andy.
No, it wasn't. Tell me why, other than the weather, give me a reason why.
Because Miles had 1.5 sacks, which puts him one away from tying the NFL record.
You don't think he could have had 1.5 sacks in a preseason game? Absolutely.
Well, they wouldn't have counted it.
Well, it doesn't.
So there you go. Real game. They counted it.
Invested
it.
All that
that's
time
all, that's
yesterday.
All I got.
We invested all that time watching that game yesterday, and the only thing we walk away with is Carson Schwessinger, 14 tackles, and Miles
and
Garrett.
And looked hurt.
Yeah. Although, but plays through it, man.
Why do guys not wear shirts? Why do you have your arms out and it's 6 degrees?
Tough guy.
Yeah, tough guy.
Tough Great. Guy. So that I'm just
Mr. Frostbite.
Jeff, you're always looking out for the kids. I appreciate that.
I want my guys to
Why
be
are
healthy.
They not wearing a hat? Why are they not wearing some kind of... You know you lose 90% of your heat through your head. Is that what the line is?
The helmet has to fit properly.
But why can't you wear something that would keep it like neoprene on your skull?
I'm sure they can. Maybe some do.
And then you might sweat too much. That might be the problem.
Some of the guys do.
Problem is the key word today. Again, Jeff, give me your thoughts on yesterday. Let's just jump right into this thing.
I would love to make great big proclamations about the offense. The offensive line was in such disarray that I don't think you can take anything away from the offense and have absolute concrete thoughts about it. The only guy on the team who is a normal starter on the offensive line who played yesterday was Joe Bitonio. And the other guys didn't do a real good job. So that's bad. I have a really hard time judging how Shedeur Sanders did yesterday. All I know is that he didn't rise above it. I don't know if he should have been expected to. Running game wasn't good. Other than two pass plays, the wide receivers weren't good. And the defense gave up 31 points for the second week in a row. Short field, okay, fine. But they gave up 31 points for the second week in a row.
Are we down on the defense now all
of
a sudden?
Well, not down, but I'm not gonna put up a group statue for them, Andy. I think they're a good defense. They're not a dominating defense. I don't think they're a great defense, and they haven't obviously, based on the record, done enough to help the team win games this year. And that's a rough spot for them to be in. I'm not blaming the defense, but they've not been good enough to win games on their own. Unfortunately, they've had to.
I'm at the point now where I'm just kind of like, okay, is Kevin back next year? What are they doing with Shedeur and Andrew? I just think there's three storylines left for the rest of the season. And that, to me, that's just kind of how I see it. Is Kevin back next year? I'm going to say it. It's all blue in the face. Whether you like him or not, doesn't matter. I still like him. I just don't think this is the right fit anymore. I think this is kind of gone. It's gone completely sideways. He's going to be a decent coach somewhere else wherever he ends up. I can't see him coming back next year.
There's only one way.
I don't see it.
There's only one way, I think.
Okay.
If it's a complete admission by ownership that we stuck him with this quarterback situation and the roster because of it, and he is completely off the hook of any consequence based on what's happened since. And I'll just say this. They haven't coached well enough to overcome a bad roster. It's a bad roster. And, you know, we've been chatting about parts of the roster for some time that we didn't think it was up to snuff, and I think everybody's on board now. And the coaching staff sometimes can coach well enough to overcome that, Andy. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. I don't think it's happened. Now, should they be expected to? Insert your own thought there. But if Andrew Berry survives and Kevin doesn't based on one draft, I don't think that's fair. I also don't think one draft should justify five that weren't very good.
Yes, I know there's been when you lose three first number one picks, I think it taints everything.
Without question.
And it makes you work harder to try to make sure that you're finding players that can help out your team that are not first rounders.
But where are teams built?
First round.
No, I think teams are built with picks after the first round, Andy.
Oh.
It's where you find the guys who start for you in the third, fourth rounds.
I don't know, Jeff. First, second rounders. I mean, those are the harder. I can go through almost every lineup.
In 10 years, how many first-round picks do most teams have? Let's say 10. Okay? You've got about 70 guys in your football program. You've got to hit some of these other picks, and they've not done that.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have to hit. You've got to hit jackpot on those first, second round picks, Jeff. You've got to be able to get more cash than just
who
have
they
free
nailed
spin
in the second round. Other than this year,
yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not.
They've not drafted well. This last year, I thought they had a fine draft. These guys look like they can play, but they did draft two defensive players and left an offense just completely shredded.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm flabbergasted after yesterday. Probably the word of my day. I think it has sucked the life out of Browns fans at this point. It's hard to be a Browns fan right now. It really
right
is.
Now?
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying today especially. You know, we sit here. It's a therapy Monday. Get it off your chest. Tell us what you think. Because I'm sure that when we do that at 216-474-0092, everyone's going to call in and say, I think people aren't going to crush Shador today. He had one offensive lineman yesterday. One. You've got your best wide receiver
has a starter.
You have your best wide receiver allegedly have a ball hit him in the chest and stripped away. It's a touchdown. How does that happen? How does that happen? It is so frustrating to watch this. Like, if there's a mistake to be made, they're finding a way to do it. There is. I can't. It's hard to stomach this. It's hard to watch this. It's hard to listen to this. And you want to figure out, okay, where are we going with this? We're Browns fans. We're not changing. We understand. We know it's another bad season. We've had enough of these. We get it. We understand it. But where are you going and where is the positivity? Give me something other than Miles. You know, we're watching for a sack record now, right? That's what we're watching for. And to see how Shador can, you know, survive with one offensive lineman. It's a mess.
One, they had.
I know you want to keep putting the caveat. I'm telling you, as far as I'm concerned.
But here's the thing, Andy. Their depth guys on the offensive line don't play very well. Who's that on? It's on your general manager who put that team together.
So are you saying don't blame Kevin for everything? Is that what you're saying?
I've been saying that all along.
I know.
I also don't think the coaching staff has risen above a lousy roster. And I think in this day and age, you have to. If we've said it since the beginning of the season, NFL coaches don't survive a 3-win season followed by another 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6-win season. That doesn't happen in this league. If it happens in this league now with this team, it's nothing but a complete admission by ownership. We dumped this on them, and they deserve the chance to get out of it. And if they decide to do that, fine. And if they don't, if they decide that's not the case, fine. You don't win 3 and then 3, 4, or 5 games. That just doesn't work. And so I will be very surprised if there are not changes with the coaching staff. And perhaps the front office, because I don't think one good draft justifies 5 poor ones before it.
Is it harder or easier if you just take care of both at the same time?
I would think you would take care of both.
I think you would too. And
if you change one and not the other, then the complete spotlight is on that guy who survives next year. And if it doesn't go well, he's done then anyway.
Are you better off hiring a general manager who reports to the owner and having a head coach that reports to the general manager?
Who cares?
Let's hire a coach
who can coach and a GM who can draft.
I still think there's an issue. Like, I feel like this season went sideways when they traded Flacco. And it's not because of Joe's ability. It's because I think they took away what Kevin thought was going to be a chance for him to win every week. And then all of a sudden he had to go into Gabriel mode. And now you've got two rookies left after you spun out two veterans for whatever it's worth. I mean, it's not like they're tearing up the NFL, either one of those guys, and having the opportunity when they do. But I just feel like everything went sideways there. Like when the, because that was the first time I kind of felt like Kevin and Andrew weren't on the same page in their entire tenure here. Like, I just felt like it was like, oh, by the way, Kevin, we just traded, you know, we just traded Joe. Oh, what? So that's why when I say, are you better off having a head coach who reports to a general manager who reports to the owner rather than having a head coach? I mean, ultimately, everybody reports to the owner. There's no question. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're one of the ball boys and you mess something up and the owner says fire him, you're gone. If you're a head coach and owner doesn't like you, you're gone. It doesn't really matter. So it's a Browns Therapy Monday. Scott Petrek's going to join us at 11. Tyvus Powell at noon. Kevin Stefanski at 1. All of these things. Straight ahead, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.